What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 113. All right, so I have your all favorite guest back. Haven't had Jess on for a while. Brought her back because there was a really interesting conversation I had a couple days ago and had to do with courage and faith. Which one is it? Which comes first? Do you need both? Are they mutually exclusive? I don't know. I think it's a really fascinating conversation out of what's going to help you get where you need to be. Is it more like, do you need courage? Do you need faith? So Jess and I break that down, put it into kind of applicable, hopefully, standards in terms of what we do with our business, with our life and everything else. Hopefully it's a good conversation for you to be able to get a little bit of value from. Also too, if you haven't yet, we are restocked at the very moment. Not a lot left, but if you go to crossomeats.com, again, cross, C-R-O-S-S-O, meats with an S, .com, crossomeats.com, and make sure to, check it out. Figure out what you want to eat. There's tons of great beef there. There's tons of great pork there. So make sure you give it a shot. Also, if you're already out there, everybody drinks coffee every day, right? Like literally everybody I know, wake up, get a cup of coffee. Make sure you go to blackriflecoffee.com. Use that promo code PRIMALKING because it's going to save you 20% off. Again, we all drink coffee every day. You might as well make a good coffee and you also might as well save a little bit of money. So again, just use you'll see the promo code there when you go to check out. Just use the promo code PRIMALKING. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. I have your favorite guest.
Dun, da, da, da.
Who never actually knows what we're going to be talking about until we start the episode, which makes it so much more fun.
Yeah, for some of us.
What do you think we're going to talk about today?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I'm going to set this up. You ready?
Throw these things at me.
You ready? I'm going to set this up a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so I was having a conversation with somebody like yesterday or the day before, and she brought up like this really cool concept. And so I wanted to run it by you.
Okay.
Do you think that when we, let's say we make, so maybe just to back up a little bit, just to actually set it up, I know there's been a ton of new like listeners to the podcast, a ton of new people who have started listening, and maybe some people haven't kind of followed along the entire journey, right? And so they may not know that we, why is our lights flickering?
I don't know. If we lose power, I guess we'll see what happens.
That's kind of weird. Anyways.
Our kids are in the house. They're going to freak out.
Yeah. I think it's these lights here, but anyways, we're 3.5 minutes in, probably wasted half your time. But no. So for maybe people who don't know, they maybe didn't know how we like literally picked up our lives and moved, right? Yeah. Quit a really, really, you know, I quit a really good job previous to that. You quit a really good job, right?
Yep.
Like we've made some like pretty big moves over the past like 4-ish, 5 years.
Just a couple,
like after another.
And another and another.
And so the lady that I was having a conversation with, she talked about like how when we make these moves, which one is it? Is it courage or is it faith? And so that got me thinking, and it was like, you know, I think a lot of decisions you make, you almost do kind of make on faith, but you also have to have courage to make those decisions. Yeah. So, I mean, are those exclusive? Can one lead to the other? Does one, like, I guess if you have enough faith, you have a bunch of courage, or maybe if you have a bunch of courage, you better have faith on the back end of those decisions. So, like, let's just start from because we did another big move over the weekend, right? And we'll get into that. But so, like, let's say first off, when we decided, you know, I remember sitting on our couch in our living room and like having the conversation about moving up here. And it's like, holy shit, we're going to do this. Do you feel like that took courage or was that more faith?
Some of both. I would say at that point in our life, I was definitely leaning on you in some sense where, you know, it was like, okay, what, easy there.
Whoops.
So I definitely looked at it from a faith standpoint, because I felt like if you, well, you and faith, I guess. So let me, I'm rambling. Basically it was, okay, if you, we've prayed about this, you feel like this is where God's leading us, this is where, like, I'm going to stand in that faith and stand behind you as the husband, you know, letting you be the leader of the household, making that decision. I felt at peace with it as well. And I felt like it was more of just like a faith piece of thing, being like, this is where God's got this path directed for us. But with that though, then definitely courage, right? Like, it comes along with it, because I mean, I think of the countless conversations with people that were very close to us who thought we were flipping crazy. And, you know, why in the world are you doing this? How could you do this? All those things. And I think it takes courage to then stand in that faith and be like, yeah, we're doing this, and this is why.
So do you feel like it started with faith and then courage is what, like, yeah, actually did it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a short episode.
Well, in that example, that's, I mean, I know that was like, and I mean, I feel like in that situation and leading up to that, we had so many different things going on that, and I don't know if you would talk about this part of it, but it's everything from back to when we very first were, I mean, I guess it's even before we got pregnant, before, when we very first started talking about if I was going to maybe stay home or not. I mean, like I said, I had a very successful career. I was a VP of HR of a large credit union for over almost 10 years. And that was my life. Like, yeah, we did mom stuff, but I mean, I was very career driven and very successful. And there came just that kind of itch of, I kind of think I might want to stay home. But there again, that's really scary, right? Like walking away from a really good job and all the things that go along with that. So even up to that point, then there was the piece of like, okay, well, maybe like we'll see if we potentially are going to try to get pregnant again, you know, for baby number three. And it was a like, maybe TMI, but like, that's super easy. Like I get pregnant in no time. So it was like that sense, like it was actually taking a long time, and it wasn't just happening like it had with the other two. So then it kind of was this piece of like, okay, well, maybe it's not time for me to like have more babies and stay home. Maybe I'm just going to work. And I remember us even talking about it and saying like, you know, we won't like stop it. We'll just see if something happens. We're not really going to like try anymore. But at the same time, like if I get pregnant, then we'll like kind of get that, the working decision at that time. Like, let's just table it, you know? Well, and then lo and behold, as God would have it, you know, then here all of a sudden we get pregnant, and then it's not only one, it's two. And it, to me, you know, there's so many different things. Then that was just like the catapult start of so many different things that I believe from a faith standpoint, like the path was being laid out all down the road, and there were just doors flying open and obvious answers and things that truly just directed us. So I feel like when we got to that point of then being like, are we going to move? I could see the path and all the things that had worked out to get us to where we were at that point that like, yeah, we can move. Like it's all been set up for us to do this. I'm not working, your job's from home, we've got two babies. Like, I mean, all these different things that just were like, okay, yeah, like, let's do it.
So, I mean, at that point then maybe it was, I don't even know if it was faith then, right? It was almost like you were just feeling what, like it was almost like just destiny, and it was just the next path, the next step.
Well,
in the path.
I mean, not to say I wasn't like terrified, but it was just one where it was like, okay, like look how far in all these different pieces I've sat back and said, like, we're going to figure it out. Like there'll be a path for us to follow. I need to quit. You know, I'm a control freak, as we all know. And so trying to not be in control and just allowing things to occur as they occur, and seeing everything that had happened over the previous year. Yeah. I mean, I guess that it just kind of was like, okay, well, he's already gotten us through this far. Let's go to the next adventure.
Well, the funny thing to me though, is it's just like, I don't know.
And so you make me answer these questions. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I look at it and it's hard, right? Because like, I think if you're like a Christian person, it's always like, oh, you got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Well, yeah.
But then I also look at it and it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to put this without like seeming really bad. But part of me is like, part of having faith has to also be to have courage.
100%. You have to jump on the opportunities that are laid in front of you or not.
Right. But I think that so many times, and maybe even it goes back to a solo episode I did a few weeks ago, which is, you know, I think it was how to like stop using God to justify mediocrity, right? Because yeah. Like you can sit here and you can be like, oh, I have all the faith in the world that I'm going to be taken care of. but yet I'm not willing to do anything that's uncomfortable or that takes courage to do it.
Definitely.
And I think that that sometimes is where it's hard, right? Because it's like, does faith lead to courage? Does courage lead to faith? Or can you not have one without the other? Or do they both always go hand in hand? And I don't know. Like,
well,
that's,
I think that there's definitely, I mean, all these things, and like you talked about, I mean, all the things we do all the time, I feel like are still that bit of like scariness, right? But I also feel like, again, being a faithful person, it's like, okay, praying about it and just being like, okay, nope, like this is, you know what, like I feel at peace with this. The doors are opening, like it's a go. It might be scary as heck, but I think, again, leaning back on, we've always had, you know, things have always worked out in the past. This is how I've, even things that I feel like aren't going to work out somehow do. And just, I mean, crazy things that, you know, we could talk about all day long, different things that have happened that I would have never imagined would have happened. And it's like, it always works out.
So it's faith.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think faith first, and then it takes courage to stand in that faith.
That makes sense.
Is the way I look at it.
Well, and one of the things that we...
you can have all the faith in the world and still be scared out of your mind and be like, oh, I want to believe, but nope, not doing it. That's too scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think that happens a lot, right? Absolutely. I think there's so often where we'll look at something and be like, yeah, I have faith that like maybe this is going to happen, or I have faith that I'll be taken care of. But I don't want to do the hard stuff in order to actually stand in that faith.
Well, and I just look at, I mean, again, this is getting maybe a little more like preacher-ish than people love, but it's like there's so many situations, things where, you know, all of a sudden different job situations where I had, where I was like, oh, they're actually closing the whole plant and the whole, like, I'm getting laid off. Well, like, praise God, because that got me into where I then grew my career for 11 years. You know, I mean, so I think having those situations in the past where you've had the heartache or you've had the challenges, and being able to see how you're overcoming into the future, you have those to rely on. So that's where I guess what I'm saying, where it's like when I could look back and say, no, like at that point in my time or my life, excuse me, when all of a sudden I lost the job and was like, how in the world are we going to feed our, you know, here I am thinking about having our baby and like, we're not going to be able to pay for anything and blah, 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 blah. And it like worked out perfectly. So, I mean, this, those situations where you can lean on those past situations.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that, again, like coming back to it, I think that you have to, so even like currently, right? Like you have so many people who are faced with these decisions. Do I maybe have the courage to stand up for what I believe in? And maybe that means you're going to get fired because of a mandate that's going on right now, right? It takes a ton of courage, even though you may have faith that like, okay, even if I lose my job, like I'll be taken care of. And then there's like that little
courage, absolutely.
But yeah, because then there's that little voice in the back of your head that's like, I hope, I think, maybe, mm-hmm. like maybe I'll be taken care of. I
Definitely.
Don't know. Maybe I won't be taken care of. I don't
right.
know. Yeah. And so, and I think a lot of people are dealing with those types of decisions right now. Like, how many people do we even know that are like, oh my gosh, like we, you know, there's people, you know, like when you live in a small town, there's a lot of people who work within government contracts, people mm-hmm. who do firefighting and do, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of stuff like that. You know, we know a lot of people that work for the Forest Service, work for the BLM, you know, these are all like federal agencies. And once those mandates come down, they're basically like, yeah, I either do it or I don't have a job.
Yep.
And so it's easy to be like, oh, I have faith, it'll be okay. And it's like, yeah, but it's also going to take a hell of a lot of courage for you to walk away from a job that's stable and everything else, especially mm-hmm. now with the way things seem to be going, yeah. right? Yeah, living in a small town and everything else. So then also too, over the weekend, we decide, so this time of year is when maybe those of you who aren't familiar with the ranching process, which probably most of you aren't. So in the fall, typically is when you ship your calves off. So
sell your calves. Yeah. Yeah. For people who don't know.
Yeah. So what that means basically is for most people who run like a kind of a traditional cow calf operation, they call it. What you do is in the fall, your calves come in and hopefully they're big and fat and healthy. And then they get loaded up on a truck and they get hauled off to like different feedlots and basically go into kind of more of the commercial processing, more of the commercial.
Well, just like the feeding up,
basically they go become. Yeah. They go get finished out. And so this time of year is when that happens. And so like my dad,
it's payday.
Yeah. This would be payday. Like for my dad, or even for us with our partners now, like basically once a year as a rancher, you get a big fat check. Hopefully.
Hope to God it pays for the rest of the year.
Hopefully it pays for the rest of the year, or maybe even gives you a couple dollars left over after that. So anyways, So like 2 years ago, basically pretty much all the calves got shipped out. And then last year we held back, what,
30-ish, 40-ish, something like 30. Yeah, around there.
And then this year, basically, we had to make the decision over the weekend, kind of the final decision on
Have to decide, right? Like, I mean, they're gone once they're gone.
Yeah, so basically, whichever calves we don't keep for, like, Crosso meets, they get loaded up on a semi-trailer, and they're off to, I think they go to, like, a lot of times Northern California and these feedlots or wherever they go. And so, anyways, like, we had to make the decision, do we stay status quo with our business or do we grow? If we grow, how much do we grow by? And so, we pretty much were like, hey, let's double it. Like, we didn't like fully double.
just a quick, easy decision. Yeah, but you know?
Pretty close to doubling our business from like basically this year going into next year, it'll be almost twice as much meat that we have to sell. And so then it comes back to this question of courage or faith, right? Because yes, I think you have to have faith that we'll continue growing this business to the point to where we aren't just going to be overwhelmed with beef, right? I mean, I eat a lot of it. You guys know how I eat, right? I'm a weirdo, eats a lot of meat. But like when you're doing as much as what we held back, like I would have to eat a lot of meat for to justify itself.
Yeah.
So there has to be the faith, I think, that like we'll be taken care of. There'll be the faith that the business will grow, be the faith that, you know, whatever, right? But I tell you what, like it takes a fair amount of courage to make the types of investments that need to be made in order for us to do it this year.
Absolutely. Well, and I feel like that's when almost I look at that is in that specific situation, almost courage comes first.
Yeah.
But with faith having come way before it, right? Like I feel like both of us felt called to start this business. We see what it can be in the future, what it can grow to, the impacts it can have beyond just, you know, financial. I mean, it's so much bigger. And I think some of you, you know, who kind of know our story, like the why behind we're doing this is not only to just feed America, but to be able to someday, you know, buy other local ranchers calves that they're getting screwed over right now, honestly, by nothing on a pound, and to be able to give them some stability and some support and bring back jobs to our community. I mean, you know, so many other things without going into all of it. Like there's so much more to this business than what we have. And I feel like that is a faith led thing in that piece of it. Then I think comes the courage and the hard work. Yeah. Because like I said, we could sit here and people aren't just going to come to us because for no reason, like you have to, you know, have that hustle side of it and all the back office side of things and, you know, make it work that you can double what you're doing.
Well, and I think that that's why when I had the conversation with the lady about this, it was so intriguing to me because it's like, you know, I think certain times I've looked at like hard decisions and been like, just faith, right? Just got to have faith. That's going to work out. But then other times it's almost like, no, I feel like it's going to take courage. And then I think the faith will come from that. It'll kind of build the momentum. But like the first step so often is to confront the fear and do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Right. And like any of you that are listening to this podcast, you know that that's kind of like an overarching theme of so much of what I talk about is just basically having the courage to get out of your comfort zone and make these decisions. And so then there's part of me that's like, this decision comes up for us. Like, do we basically double our business or try, you know, not, I mean, it's not guaranteed that we'll double our business just because we keep the calves.
Put our investments on the line that we're going to double it.
Yeah. Everything else is out there saying like, hey, we sure hope we do or else we're going to be screwed. But no, in all reality, it's like, yeah, I think there's the faith component, but it's like, no, first thing we have to do is we have to take action. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that so oftentimes, like, you know, again, like even coming from like a sales background, so many people are like, yes, this makes sense. And yes, I can see it. And I have faith in myself that I could be successful in this business. But, you know, I need to think about it. And I just don't know if I have the courage to do it right now. Blah, 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 blah. Right. And it always comes back to like one of my favorite sayings, which is there's so much more money lost in indecision than there is in bad decision. Mm-hmm. Because most people will end up not making a decision, which ultimately we know is a decision, which is just mm-hmm. not to do it. But so many people get stuck in that indecision because of the lack of courage. And I don't even say that like disparagingly or condescendingly, right? I get it. Like there's so many times to where, like in my own life, it's like, I don't know that I want to do this. And then it's like, you close your eyes, you hold your nose, you're like, I'm going to do it.
Oh yeah. And well, then, I mean, honestly, even in this, like, I mean, I've known this was like coming, right? Like we always bring cows in November. Like I knew it was coming. Was it ironic that I, or coincident that I finally like got all of our like finances and everything in line literally 4 days before the cows came in you know, to make this decision? No, it was because I kind of wanted to put it off and I didn't really want to think about it. And I was like, yeah, I think we're going to double, but holy crap, that's super scary. And like, let's not really talk about it. And like, it'll, yeah, it's coming, but maybe it's like, maybe we'll bring cows in like the end of November this year. And just, you know, like I said, it's uncomfortable and it's scary and it's, you know, to sit there and, like I said, make those decisions. It's, and it's so funny because I remember, you know, with so many different things, even with, and I think our first one was when I very first had to make the decision to leave Micron like a million years ago. So one of my first jobs out of high, out of college was a great HR job for a big company in Boise, but it kind of went downhill really fast. Long story short, the whole department took a voluntary layoff, if that tells you anything. But in that moment, like I remember sitting on the floor of our first house, making the decision and trying to say like, am I going to walk away from this job? Like, I don't have another job. I'm going to get 3 weeks of a severance pay to figure something out. But, and I remember telling you, like, I hate that the easiest or like the hardest, biggest decisions are usually a simple, like the simplest answers. It's yes or no. It's go or stay. You know, it's like those big, big decisions that are we going to do this? You make them in an instant, but they're so big to make. And that was like the first big decision I remember, like I said, just us talking about it, like, oh gosh, I have to go in tomorrow and say I'm staying or I'm going. Yes or no.
Well, obviously, again, you probably had some courage and some faith that it would work out.
Yeah.
But then what?
Then what? Like, what did I do or what had happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Then it worked great. Then I went to the next company, worked great, was there for quite a while, got another skill sets under my belt. Then that was the company that closed, the whole plant closed. Left that job. But again, then it worked me right to, because of the things that I'd done at that one is where I got my start at the credit union, and the rest is history.
So if there's someone listening to this episode and they're like, you know, I'm not sure what I need right now. Do I need faith? Like, do I need a preacher or do I need like a freaking drill sergeant? Like what do you need?
Well, I'm going to say a preacher first every time, but
okay,
that's me.
Okay. Maybe that's why we balance, because I look at it to where it's like, I'm ready to make the hard decision and do it. And you're just like, we're going to pray about it. We're going to praise Jesus and we're going to live in faith on this, right? I'm like, no, we just need to go work harder.
Oh my gosh. I guess.
It all balances out, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
So then, like, but in all reality, like, I know because people reach out to me, right? And you're going through, like, there's a lot of people who are going through a lot of weird things right now. You know, I did a post about it the other day, but someone actually reached out to me and was like, you know, I was going to go speak at, like,
a
school board meeting, and was just, like, didn't know what to do, and you know, was, like, super nervous. And then like someone had sent me an episode of your podcast about, you know, what would your kids say? And then she was just like, and so I was like, I knew I had to do it. But there is that element that I think that so many of us want to have like a great life or a successful life or a life that's filled with legacy. But what I think isn't taught or talked about enough is like the courage and the faith that could get you there. So somebody I actually want to have on, and I haven't reached out to her yet, but I read you the post about Jamie the mm-hmm. other day. So this is somebody I've known for a few years now. And she was just talking about, and that's why I want to bring her on, because it's so cool, right? Like, she runs, I don't even know how many millions and millions of dollars of a business now, but she was just basically sitting there she did a post on Facebook about how, like, these are pictures of our whiteboard that I used to sit at my kitchen counter on, like, not knowing anything about what I was doing, right? Like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but all I knew is that I just needed to be courageous and, like, I needed to just keep taking action. That's the only thing I knew. And that's where I think part of it does come back to the faith side of it. And again, I know I'm kind of jumping back and forth because this is something that literally the last couple of days.
I feel like we're in right now.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm reading her post and it's like, I don't even know.
But what
know
did you told me? You literally looked at it and you were like, this is like us right now.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like those, and again, I don't know how, it's those little drops that you see those and it's like, there's that little bit more of encouragement of like, yes, okay, that validation or whatever you want to call it, of like, yep, okay, we're not, you know, because I mean, we were talking about the other day, like there's so many days and so many times where it's like, this is freaking hard, or I just want to go to bed at a normal hour, or, you know, I don't want to think about all these different things. But it goes back to that, like, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, her post was just so, and yeah, you read it to me, but it was just very like, you know, in all, like all these times, like looking back and like we've even said, how many times have we even in the last year and a half, 2 years been like, someday this is all going to be part of the story.
Yeah.
Like it's all part of the bigger story. Everything from the very back to, you know, like I shared at the very beginning, like, are we going to try for baby number three? Let's see what happens. And maybe I'll stay home. And here we are. What are they? They're four and a half years, 5 years, probably then later. Well, living in the middle of nowhere, running a business in a cattle ranch.
Yeah. Well, and I think where the faith side of it comes in, because I feel like, okay, so we're getting into this a little ways now, but here's, so you asked me what my thoughts are. And now that we've kind of talked it through, it's like, I feel like courage has to come first, but faith is what will carry you through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I really do believe. Like, I find it hard to just feel like faith alone is what's going to allow me to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's people like that are Christian that would be like, oh no, like you should do everything in faith. But I feel like courage is kind of what I feel like is needed to take the first step, and faith is what's needed to get you there. Mm-hmm. Because even, I mean,
I can see it that way. Cause night, I think we're saying the same thing. We're almost just saying that like two different words are meaning different things, but yeah.
But I mean, even last night, just so you guys know, Jess and I are down working on a freaking pig shed. I mean, again, like something I would have never thought a few years ago I would be talking about. And it's like cold.
Oh, so bad.
So cold. Like fingers numb cold.
I can't get the nuts like on the screws. Like it's awful.
Just brutal. And it's a piece of crap. Like just spend the extra money and get something nice.
That's right now it's blown into the pen and it's totally destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a side note.
Basically just wasted a few hundred dollars.
I think we're going to be able to save the metal off of it.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't even know if the metal's salvageable.
Oh gosh. That's not like a whole like thing in itself.
But no, I mean, part of it is like, I think it's the faith of like, this is something that we are doing in order to get to, you know, because we have the faith that this is what's going to get us to where we want to get to. Right.
Yeah.
And so like, that's one of the things that I've hoped to do as well, is almost kind of like document this, because, you know, I know there's people that look at our business and they're like, oh, you guys have done so great. And it's just, it seems so, so easy.
It all just comes to you.
Yeah. And maybe that's the case because we share probably the highlight reel on social media, like everybody. And we try to be real, like with our posts and stuff. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, let's face it, if you're having an awful, terrible day, the last thing I ever want to do is like sit down on Facebook and be like, you guys should feel really sorry for me because it's been a really hard day. Like, no, I'm probably just going to take it off and go to bed. Right.
Yeah.
And, but like, I also want to be real because I know that there's some of you because you've reached out to me. Right. And you're building a business and it's not easy. And you're seeing people on social media that are like, I built my business in like 2 days and now I'm a millionaire. Right. And like,
they're lying.
Well, and I was even having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. And like, I think so many of us, here we go on a side tangent, but so many of us look at this stuff and we think it's supposed to be easy, right? Like we see the stories of these crypto millionaires and we see the stories of, you know, all these people making this fast money on, you know, investments or stocks, or, I mean, the big thing now is cryptocurrency, right? And if you're into crypto, great. But the problem is, in my opinion, is that so many of us, we see somebody who put in a couple $1,000 and, you know, seemingly overnight became internet millionaires or cryptocurrency millionaires. And so what does it do? To me, I feel like it takes away the what's really necessary in most cases to be successful, which is courage and faith, right? Mm-hmm. Like most of the time it takes courage to start a business. It takes faith to be building a freaking pig shed when it's like 30 degrees out and like -5 wind chill blowing like 40 miles an hour while, you know, I'm yelling at her to hold a piece of metal down and I'm telling her I can't screw in the screw because my fingers are numb. Like,
it was awesome.
Oh gosh. It was not awesome. Not awesome.
It's getting dark. Finally, I was like, I can't see the screws anymore. Like I'm inside trying to hold like the little nuts that he's trying to screw into. I'm like, I can't see them. Like it's dark.
Yeah, but at least you were inside out of the wind.
Yeah, I was inside.
She kept saying, wow, it's so much warmer in here than it is out there. And I'm like, I know, I can't feel my face right now.
I just kept thinking that my poor pigs would be so much happier in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, now the best part is now we have to start over completely because it is 100% destroyed.
Blew off. it blew off. Like after we pretty much had it built, now it blew off and already is torn apart.
Yep.
So again, come to us for more business inspiration.
But no, we'll give it to you real. That's
The reality is though, is that like one of the things I try to do, and I'm not great at it all the time in all honesty, because especially like the last week, it has been, and it's probably, you guys feel like this broken record, right?
I feel
right?
like I say this every day.
But yeah, I mean like with shipping the calves and, you know, all the sorting and all of the bringing in and now all the feeding and all the, like literally every night is crazy. Every day is crazy. It's like, it feels like just a 16 hour day is like just kind of what you do. But at the same time, there is the point where I try to step back and I'm like, I feel like I have that faith to where, like, if we just keep doing this and we keep our head down and we keep having faith that we just keep taking small, consistent action every day. Mm-hmm. And again, it comes back to like the conversation about the crypto, right? Like so many of us are trying to hit home runs and I'm guilty of it. I mean, geez, I put a bunch of money into a freaking stock the other day thinking I was going to get rich quick. Yeah, that dropped. My defense, when I tried to buy it, it was like at one price. And then when it actually purchased it, it was like double. Because I was ahead of the curve, just not quite fast enough. So anyways. Yeah, like there's my get rich quick story of not getting rich quick.
But we've
again.
Heard that a million times though, and I've heard, I think it's even, is it Tony Robbins that talks about that's like you, or maybe it was even Garrett White, I don't remember. But it was like you just keep hitting like base runs. Like base runs. The base runs are gonna win the game. Is it Satema?
Yeah,
okay, you've had him on the podcast. Okay, I knew it was in that realm. And so it was like, you keep, is that what he says? His base hits?
Singles. Just keep singles. Hitting singles.
Keep hitting singles. And you know, that is, it's one where, and it's hard. And believe me, like, again, we might get on here and laugh and like think it's funny. There's a lot of days we're not laughing. And there's a lot of days that Derek's usually cussing. I'm crying. Like, you know, it's not all peaches and rainbows. But there, you know, what's cool though, is I feel like there's also a lot of times where we are, and we've talked about this in different podcasts too, where it's like we balance each other out so well that a lot of times in the days he's like losing it, I'm on a high. And the days I'm overwhelmed and freaking out, he's like, no, we got this, you know. But what's cool is even not long ago, I was standing out there and I was looking around and I was just like, look at all the things that we've accomplished in this last year. You know, where last year, 2 years ago, we were like, oh my gosh, we got to do this and we got to get that and we got to build this and da 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 and all these different things. And I was like, look at all these things we've done. And it's so easy to get in that path of we still have so much more to do and more to accomplish. And, you know, we're not where we want to be, but that's those singles, like hitting those singles over and over and over and over. And pretty soon you've got, you know, bases loaded and you're running them all in.
Well, the hard thing for me, because again, like just my personality.
Immediate gratification.
Yes. Immediate gratification. Like, I mean, go back to like when I was in Little League, like I would strike out or hit a home run. That's just how it was. I mean, no joke. Like you can talk to anybody who like played baseball with me when I was a kid. I would go up there and just swing as hard. I mean, my eyes were probably closed, but damn it, every once in a while, I would hit that ball a mile. And it was kind of the same way when I was pitching. It's like, I might hit you or I'll strike you out. Like, I don't know where the ball's going, but it's going to be like fast, right? Because I'm going to try to strike you out.
See, and I'm 100% like the slow and steady wins the race. Like if I can just pace myself, I can just keep going forever.
And I think that's been one of the lessons that I've had to learn is like the, just keep hitting singles. Like I know people. You know, people like in my family who have taken that approach that it's just like, just hit singles. It doesn't mean that you can't strive to be better and you can't strive to swing away every once in a while. I think there's opportunities to do that, right? But I think having faith that if every day you hit a single or you just get a little bit closer, I mean, there's lots of people in the Baseball Hall of Fame that just hit a bunch of singles, mm-hmm. right? Like a lot of times the home run hitters, they probably aren't going to be there because they're striking out a lot, swinging hard, just like I did. Yep. Right? When Little League and Hall of Fame, I don't know how we're equating this, but anyways, I just think that having like, if you can just know that every day I'm taking some small, consistent action, I'm swinging and even working out, like that's
what I was just going to say.
One of the biggest transitions mm-hmm. for me is that several years ago, I would go on these kicks, it'd be like P90X. I don't know if you guys did that. Like
hardcore. Like no, he was like would swing. It was like, we are hardcore working out. We only eat. I don't even know. Whatever.
Yeah.
But then like the next week was like, meh.
Yep.
Done.
Well, and then like I finally got to the point remembering like it was when we started like doing CrossFit even to mm-hmm. where it's like, you know what? Like what I'm learning is that I'm trying to hit a home run every single day with my workout. And it's great. Like, absolutely work out hard, but you're not going to be in shape after one day.
Yeah.
And so the plan is, and honestly, you always said this, is that the goal is to work out tomorrow. And me, like, I would go into every workout being like, I'm going to freaking go so hard. Yeah,
and then he'd, like, hurt himself and be like, oh, I can't work out for, like, 4 days. I was like, the goal is to be able to work out tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's actually really good advice.
Yeah. Go back because, I guess, to me, and I was thinking about the same thing, like, from a CrossFit standpoint, when I started doing CrossFit, I mean, there's a lot of things, right, that you put up that wad on the board and you're like, no way am I ever going to be able to accomplish that. Or, you know, it's some hour-long or 40-minute just gasser and you're like, yeah, stinking right. Like, not going to happen. But I was like, and I had a coach though, Chris, that would talk in her ear all the time. He was like, just keep moving. Like, it doesn't even matter what rep you're on. Doesn't matter where you're at. Like, just keep moving. If you're going slow, just keep moving, like keep moving and the reps start, you know, going. And so it was kind of that same mentality of like, okay, because then you'd get done and you're like, holy shit, I did that. That was awesome. Yeah. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. But it was that constant, like, just keep moving. Like, again, even if you're all of a sudden at a snail's pace doing burpees, you know, 5 every minute, it was like, okay, just keep moving, keep moving.
Well, I think that was because, like, and maybe, like, in some of those instances, again, kind of staying on topic, would be that I didn't have faith that hitting singles would get me where I wanted to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, and I think so often, like, I mean, just think about in your own life, right? Like, how often do we all be like, I'm going to go balls to the wall, freaking diet. And then like 2 weeks later, because you were trying to hit a home run and lose 20 pounds in a week, you don't do it and you fall off. Mm-hmm. And so I remember like, no, what I'm going to do is just every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to go down to the shop and I'm going to work out. Like, that's it. That's my only goal, right? That's just hit a single every day, you know, 5 days a week, whatever it is. Because it's like, rather than having my mindset being like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds tomorrow by having such an amazing workout, it was like, no, like, just get up and move. Like, that started being more like my theme. Like, just get up and do something. Get up and work out. Like, just move. And so, like, I know that there's some of you that are listening that are like, you know, we all go through that. We're like, okay, I'm going to, you know, we're getting close to New Year's, right? January 1st, you know, I'm going to drop 30 pounds in the first 30 days. And then 2 weeks in, you're sitting there crying, eating a box of, you know, bonbons because you're like, I can't keep this up. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you're trying to hit a home run, yeah, right? You don't have faith that if you just keep doing consistent action, that it'll eventually pay off. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, I try really hard, like within our business, to be like, it just takes some time. Because you'll see on social media some 22-year-old punk kid being like, oh, I built this business in 3 months to $1 million. And you're like, mm-hmm, why aren't we building our business to $1 million in 3 months?
Well, in comparison, right, is it's truly the thief of joy, right? Because I know there are people that are in our area that are doing similar things. And you start looking and you're like, oh my gosh, well, look at that and look at that. Well, then it's like you dig deeper and you're like, oh, well, I don't want my business to be run like that. They're doing this totally different thing. And it's like, never mind, not looking at that anymore. But mm-hmm, it's so easy to compare. I mean, I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of, whether it's Instagram accounts or just different websites or things that I kind of had to stop looking at and just stay in my lane and be like, okay, I'm going to focus on what we're doing. I'm not saying I'm never going to be aware of what the industry is doing, but it's like, no, I'm not worried about what we're doing. Like, it just causes me anxiety, or why aren't we doing that? Or maybe I should be doing this. And it's like, no, like, we're doing what we're doing. It's working. We're going, just keep doing what we're doing and not get into that comparison game.
Well, and I think that one of the biggest reasons why we've had the success that we've had with CrossFit Meats and with the meat business is because we've actually done a pretty good job of just trying to hit singles and just trying to stay in that faith, like having the courage to make the hard decisions when we have to, like, you know, are we going to scale up? Yes, we got to have the courage to do that. But then we also have to have the faith that if we just hit singles, we stay consistent, that over time it'll grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing is that now you look at it and it's like a year ago from today, just thinking that we would be, you know, having literally like 1,000 pounds of beef going out the door every single month.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
And not only like most of the time, like you guys probably see it, like most of the time it's almost sold out within the first week that we get it every month.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is sold out every single month, like within a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. It was fast.
And I mean, a year ago, we were just like,
oh, we were panicking at our first couple. Yeah. Like, yeah. Are people even going to like it?
Yeah. Are people going to like it? Okay. Well, yeah, we had, you know, a bunch of like really cool people like buy from us the first time, but like, will they like it enough to tell somebody about it? Or, you know, will they ever buy again? Or, you know, blah, 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 like all of those things going. And then we were just like, well, let's just keep going. We'll have the courage to like really, because basically.
Well, and we always kind of laugh. I mean, this is like tongue in cheek. I think this is probably how we like humor is obviously kind of our thing sometimes, but we're always like, well, guess if things get real crazy and we lose everything, at least we'll have a lot of meat to eat.
Yeah.
Like we'll be okay for a while.
Yeah, we won't go hungry.
We won't be able to pay all your cell phone bills, but we'll have a lot of food.
Yeah. That wouldn't be that bad. Like if I had no cell phone and a bunch of beef, I'm okay with life. But no, I mean, and I look back though, and I guess the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because of the fact to where if I would have said a year ago that we would be butchering like, or, you know, like literally selling like 1,000 pounds of meat every month. Right. Probably if not more actually, huh?
Yeah, it's probably more
like
than
probably
that,
1,300 yeah, pounds a month.
Yeah, at least.
And
yeah,
that may not seem like a ton to some people, but literally like a year ago, we were like, I don't even know if we could sell like 10 pounds of meat in a month. And now it's like, it goes so fast. But the reason like we got here is because first off, we had the courage to do it. We had the courage to be like, okay, we're going to go basically triple from year one to year two. And like it worked because we just kept hitting that, you know, social media posts and just staying consistent and hitting those singles there and trying to get more exposure and more people to know about us. And now like I'm hoping in a year from now, we look back and it's like, I can't believe we were ever even nervous about going to where we are now. Mm-hmm. You know, basically we triple from year one to year two, almost double that big number to year three.
And a bigger number.
Yeah. And then by next year, hopefully, like if we could double it again, I mean, we're starting to be a pretty serious company at that, you know, business at that point.
Oh, it gives me anxiety. Don't talk about it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to go there mentally.
I know. And there's me and I'm just like, hell yeah.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Do
yeah.
It.
He's like, let's do it. I'm like, oh yeah, my gosh.
And then after we do it, I'm like, oh shit, did we do the right thing? I don't know. Should we really? I made that decision fast, but.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
So no, I just, again, like we wanted to get together, hadn't had Jess on for a while. I just wanted to throw it out there to where if you are doing something that's scary, it could be a new business, it could be a new job, it could be a move, it could be a school board meeting. Like there's just so many things to where so many people reach out and is like, you know, this is scary or that was scary or whatever. And it's like, just understand, number one, you're normal. Like literally one of the biggest eye openers that I ever had, I don't know if I've shared this or not, but it really was like super impactful. So I had seen Tony Robbins at one of our work events and like one of the first questions he asked, you know, like 10, 15 minutes
this
in
is, good.
Is he said, anybody who's in business and has ever been like terrified that you are going to fail, raise your hand. And literally every single person. So this is like a big kind of business.
Thousands
event,
of people
right?
in
yeah,
there.
Thousands of people in there. And it's a big thing full of people that
successful
are running,
people.
Yeah, people that are running, you know, six figures, seven figures, eight figures, some even nine figure businesses. And you look around the room and literally every hand goes up. And so it was just like, whoa, because you see some of these people and some of the people I have on the podcast, right? Like my next guest, I'm not going to tease it yet because it hasn't happened. You never know. But like, he's someone who's running like an eight or a nine figure business. And like you look at those people and you're like, they've probably never been scared because business has just been so good and it's been booming and it's been so crazy and so great and blah, 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 right? But it's like people like that, their hands go up. And so then you look around the room, like I remember like looking around the room and literally every person has their hand raised. And so often when you're in the middle of this business, you know, just like us, and you feel so isolated, you feel so alone. It's like we have these problems and we're just, no one knows
yeah,
about
nobody
them.
Nobody like, else has these problems like we do.
I can't talk to my friends or my family about all these problems because maybe they wouldn't understand. It just
they're
seems so easy for
yeah.
them, you know, but it's like, no, like the reality is that like, if you're struggling in your business right now, congratulations, you're normal. Mm-hmm. Like literally everybody does.
Well, and everybody has to start somewhere. Right. And I think that's where I go back to like, and we've talked a lot about from a business standpoint, but maybe it is working out. Maybe it is eating healthier. Maybe it's walking away from a friend group that, you know, toxic people that you need to get away from. Like it doesn't have to be, I guess those are big things too, but like it could be anything that you're thinking of that's just a challenge for you or that's something outside of your comfort zone, that knowing that, you know, everybody's in those situations. You're not, again, don't lean on the comparison or the highlight reels that everybody else talks about and posts about.
Well, and I think just understanding that it's okay, that it's normal, that like you're not alone in that situation. Mm-hmm. Like I remember even this year in football, there was a kid that was just lagging behind. Let's just put it that way. Right. And it's like, you know, I ask him like, do you think this is any harder for you than it is for anybody else that's on the team? Well, no. Okay. Well then why is it that you're at 50% when there's other people at 100%? You're not alone in this suffering, right? Like literally everybody who's running this drill or running in practice or whatever else, like it sucked for everybody. But the way that we deal with that, right? Like, do we have the courage to keep going and keep putting out, you know, 100%? Do we have the faith that if we do that, like things will be okay? And I think that, again, like the whole idea behind this episode and why I wanted to talk about this topic is because I know that there's some of you that are going through this. And maybe you feel isolated, you feel alone, you're like, no one understands the problems I'm going through, right? Like, especially men, right? Like men love to internalize this stuff because they don't want to talk to somebody. They don't want weakness to be shown. You know, there's literally like statistics around like men and suicide and not feeling like they're so alone that they literally have no other option than to kill themselves, right? And I know that that may seem on the polar opposite side of trying to build a business and just feeling like you're alone and doing that. But the reality is that just understand like, literally, you might look at our business and be like, oh, they've done so great and they've shot up so fast. And it's like, no, it's a struggle for us as well. So if it's a struggle for us and it's a struggle for you, maybe it's more normal that you're struggling than that mm-hmm. one-off,
absolutely,
you know, business that just shoots up like a skyrocket and no one has it, you know, and it's just all rainbows and sunshines, right? Like I've been a part of a lot of different businesses and a lot of like fairly successful ones, and they all have problems. Like they mm-hmm. all struggle. Everybody struggles. Everybody's wondering like, are we going to be in business next year? Like everyone's having those same worries. So if you're going through that, understand, have the courage to make the decisions that you need to make to keep going. And number two, have faith that if you do that, you keep having courage, you keep making those decisions, you'll be okay. You'll be okay one way or the other. And I think that if you followed along with this podcast, you've seen the growth through those exact same things, right? Like you've seen us do this. You've seen, you know, you've heard me talk about this time and time again. And like, hopefully this podcast can almost be like a running case study of like, if you just keep like having the courage to make decisions and you just keep having the faith to make sure that it's going to, you know, that it's going to work out, it will. Yeah.
Yep. Consistency is key. I've heard that from every business coach, different books, like it's consistency is key because there's going to be so many days and no matter what you're doing outside of business, again, eating healthy, working out, whatever, it's the consistency and just saying, I'm going to do, like you said, I'm going to move every day. That could be go for a walk. That could be do yoga one day. Like I'm going to move today, like making it so that every single day you have that consistency. That's where the success is going to lie.
I'm telling you, man, like sometimes it takes courage to like walk down to the shop. I feel like to work out. It's like, I don't feel like it. I don't really want to work out today. Kind of scares me. Like I might have a heart attack. I might not. I don't know. Like I'm kind of scared of it. And then you got to have a little courage, a little faith. Hey, you get through it. Right?
Sure.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that, I hope that if you have been kind of teetering, feeling like you're alone, you can see we're just normal people talking about normal stuff. What you're going through most likely is normal as well. Have a little courage. Have a little faith. It's going to take you a long way. You got any other words of wisdom?
No, I would just say reach out. Let us know. Like if you're in those situations, like let us know. Like we'd love to, you know, come alongside you, talk about it. Be curious to know, you know, how many, because honestly for us, it makes us feel better too, that we're not the only crazy people that share our life and tell us how hard things are. And maybe everybody else really is peaches and rainbows.
maybe you guys are listening to me like, I don't know what's so hard about your business.
Everything we do is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything I touch turns to gold. I do not have that blessing, whatever you want to call it. I know that. I feel like most of the things I touch turn to shit. I just try to work hard enough. It turns it back to gold. Yeah. I mean, you saw my metal shed.
The metal shed. That means like, that's like a whole, there's a book title, The Metal Shed.
Yeah. Well, and even like going up to that, like when I talk about everything turning to shit, it's like, so I'm going to go work on the last story, guys, I promise, but I'm going to go work on the shed. And sometimes Jess will be like, why does it take you so long to do stuff? It's like I come out and my side-by-side has a flat tire. By the time you dig out the air compressor, you fill up all the tires and blah, 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 blah. All right. And then you go down and then you realize, oh, my battery's dead on my drill gun. So you go find the charger and plug that in, find a battery that works. Then you come out and it's like, oh, the instructions to the stinking metal shed blew away in one of these 60-mile-an-hour windstorms that we keep having like every day. And so I'm looking and looking and looking. All of a sudden I look down at my watch. It's literally been like an hour and a half by the time all that stuff like happened. And I looked for the instructions and couldn't find them. And I'm just like, this is why it takes so long.
I'm telling you, it's a book.
I'm going to get down and I'm going to say a prayer because, man, I'm about to run my head through this metal wall right now. And
well, you could now because it's destroyed in the middle of the steer pen.
That's true. That's true. So for all you ladies out there, if you ever wonder why it takes your husband so long to do everything, chances are is that it's like six steps were like not going ideally before starting said thing. And that's why it takes so long.
Okay. Thanks.
That's why you got to have faith.
Yep.
You got to have faith. It's all going to work out because you know.
Otherwise you'll have a metal shed in the middle of your steer pen.
Well, yeah, that did not work out. So this is a terrible example. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to y'all next week. See you soon.
Bye.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.